Yeah, dude, how are you feeling right now? Are you feeling
faded?
You feeling fresh?
Faded.
Feeling fresh?
No, fresh and faded.
Fresh and faded. That sounds like the best haircut.
Okay.
Fresh and faded.
Well, okay, cool, but no one cares.
No, everyone cares. Where you get your haircut? Where do you get your haircut, dude?
I haven't gone for a hair.
Who actually does your hair? Do you know your barber's name? Dude, my barber got shut down.
Are we in the episode right now?
Yeah, we are in the episode right now.
Holy shit, dude. Oh my god! Hello, guys! How have you been? I didn't even realize. We're so seamless with it.
Yeah.
We're like professors.
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 Yeah, it's a new profession.
Yeah. So welcome, everyone,
mm.
to a new episode
oh
of High and Dry with me, Z, and my co-host, E.
Mm. EZ.
Yeah.
EZ.
EZ.
Mm. But welcome, guys. We're great to. It's great to be here. You know, it's great to
in
be
in your room,
in my room. But it's also just great to
be on the airwaves.
To be on the, the airwaves and be alive.
Pollute the air and with our waves.
Like recently, we went to go get ice cream, and just the fact that we could go and get ice cream when we want to get ice cream, is like, and be safe and it's okay. It's quite awesome.
Yeah.
Stay woke, people.
Because, like, so many places currently, you just can't mm-mm. do that.
Yeah.
No. It's really frustrating.
The ice cream was really good, dude.
Yeah, well.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that one that you. Bro, dude, when you called me McFlurry, I didn't even have it in the end.
You didn't?
No.
Oh,
I wasn't hungry at the time.
Dude.
It's a wasted McFlurry, and I know someone fucking hated it.
Dude.
I know someone ate it.
I was, so when, you know when we went
do
to
Vickity's? Do you share food, though?
Do I share food?
Yeah, I don't like sharing. I really don't like sharing.
If it's too much, then, like, yeah.
I was actually doing this really, there's this really interesting video of why people struggle to finish large quantities of the same food.
Oh, the same?
Of the same food, because, so there's this whole science behind why there's always room for dessert. You know that saying, there's always room for dessert?
Hmm.
Like, you'll have something to eat and you're really full, and you're like, oh, but I could, like, some ice cream. I could have some ice cream.
No, but then you aren't actually full, though.
Yeah, because you aren't full.
Don't have dessert, you fat fucks.
Your brain is telling you that your brain is bored, basically. Your brain actually gets bored, and it's telling you to stop eating that type of food because it's had enough nourishment of that food.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. So that's why when you have large, so, like, you know when you go to I don't know, like, during the holidays, you go over to your family, there's a huge lunch, right? And there's lots of different types of food. You can pile on and finish that plate of food, right? But you can't do the same thing if you're eating, like, a bowl of rice or a bowl, I don't know, like, just chips. Imagine
I can, though.
I know, but but I think when you're high,
it works
different.
For me. Oh, yeah.
When you're high, you're different.
No,
it's
but
different.
The difference is that I normally don't eat that much. Like,
yeah.
I'm more like I eat less.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. But then a big help has been weed, because I would just not eat.
Yeah.
I would just. Yeah, I just only have some kind of dysmorphia or something.
Yeah. But it's just interesting to me that it's your brain telling you to stop, not your stomach. It's your brain, not your stomach,
yeah.
Because an example, they did an experiment and they used different types of food, and it was the findings was quite interesting. Is that it doesn't matter what type of food they eat, if it's sweet, savory, doesn't matter, they'll get tired of eating their food, right?
Mm.
And then once they given an option to eat a different type of food, they'd always opt in to do that.
Yeah. I think I'm hearing myself weirdly right now.
I think I'm too. I think there's a bit of a delay. You know what? Let's just continue recording. I'm just gonna put.
That's better.
A monitor off, so we can't hear. So.
Okay.
Is
yeah.
That cool.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but yeah, food science is cool. I would. It's probably the one science, not the one science, but the one of the more interesting sciences.
I'm gonna start doing a course in the start of the next year.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, food science is pretty rad.
Mm. I'll tell you about him.
Sorry?
I'll tell you about him when I get there.
Oh, so I'm going to... So, like, after you've done the course, I'll have done the Ethan version of the course.
Yeah. The summarized and kind of stupefied Expelliarmus kind of.
The Expelliarmus.
I always think stupefied. No. Of like the spell from Harry Potter. You know, like every single time, stupefied. I'm like, the first time I ever, when I was a kid, whenever I heard that, the first time I heard that word was in that book, stupefy. And then I found out that stupefied was a word. So whenever I hear stupefied, I think of the first time, stupefy, every time. I don't know why.
Yeah, fair enough.
Stupid brain.
What are we talking about? Food science.
Food science, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it is interesting how, I also feel this from someone who does regularly exercise, you can feel what your body needs more.
But I think,
and there are people that are like kind of out of touch. Everyone has the capability to do it.
I don't think it's only people that exercise, because I definitely have.
I think you could maybe recognize it more.
Okay.
Because you're not performing properly in the gym. So it has a much more real world like consequence.
Because I think not knowing leads you to not do it.
You
need to know
it's that. It's hand in hand.
Yeah. So you need to know because I find that sometimes I would wake up in the mornings and I'd be like, flip, I need like an orange.
Mm.
You know, like I just need an orange. And I feel real.
And it's like your body wants vitamin C.
It's your body like saying like, yo, go get an orange.
Yeah, yeah.
Like instinctively, it's like
you need it right now.
You need some.
That's cool, man.
Also, you're gonna have them Lyme disease, yeah. And orange disease.
But my thing is that if you're not like pushing yourself in other ways, you don't even get up. You know what I mean? Mm. Like there'd be times where I'm like so depressed. I just can't get out of bed. Yeah, yeah. And then my body's like, you don't need anything right now. And then the next day, it's like,
yeah,
nigga, what? What's up, bro? What's up? And then it all corrects itself. But you know, depends. Mm. Depends.
What I really find interesting is how in space. Well, actually, it doesn't. It depends on where you are respective to the world. Mm. So, like sea levels actually matter. So depending on how high you are, your taste buds change. So, in the air, when you're like flying planes. Your taste buds actually change, right? Have you heard this?
No.
Have you not? So that's the reason why people drink tomato juice on the plane, because it's sweeter. Because usually tomato juice is quite it's tang.
I have never fucking ever been like, I'll have some tomato juice.
It's the weirdest thing.
Fuck that, dude.
It's the weirdest thing, but it's because your taste buds change, and in the air, well, higher off the ground.
Every single time my dad gets one, every single time. Dude, it's fucking crazy now that I think about every single time my dad's got the fucking tomato juice on the plane, and he never, ever, ever has tomato juice anywhere else.
Yeah. People only usually drink tomato juice on the plane.
Holy shit. Every time I was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Fucking tomato juice? He'd be like, oh no, it's good. I'm like, I have it. I'm like, no. No, it's not.
Have you had it on a plane?
I've had it like once on a plane, and I was like I can get behind it. It's just like, I'm never having it anywhere else.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah, it's
and then you know what my dad would do? Oh my god, that is hilarious. He would get, like right after a flight, he would just get one carton, and then that was it for the rest of the time he wasn't flying.
So he would get a carton when he was off,
like 40% of the time.
Well, so like when he got off the plane, he'd get a carton.
Yeah, he'd be like in the airplane, like in the airport. Sorry.
Okay.
He would just That's get so one. Weird. That's fucking weird, man.
Well, like if you like tomato juice, like whatever.
It's so maybe at sea as well?
No, I think at sea.
What changes at sea?
I think at sea, everything is I think it's sweeter. I think everything's sweeter.
Mm, okay.
So it's actually reverse.
Wow.
That's, I might be completely, because like in the
air. No,
like,
no. Let's just.
Okay, let's just go.
Yeah, that's right. Food science, bitch.
And it's interesting. Yeah. So it's interesting how people using food science try and put more flavor and stuff inside of food for airlines. Because it's difficult to taste.
Mm.
And it's even more difficult for people in space.
Mm, yeah.
And
they have like rations and stuff.
Yeah, so like there's a completely, it's a similar like science, because like it's all food science, but it's just they're trying to
find
ways of giving astronauts food that they enjoy because it all relates back to eating one type of food, because if people only were able to eat like one type of food for a long period of time, their bodies would complain.
Right.
Their bodies would and they would get upset and irritable, and you don't want that in a closed environment like on a spaceship.
Right.
You want people to be happy on a spaceship, because imagine being
not happy
on a spaceship.
Dude. Dun dun dun. Not happy on a spaceship.
Coming soon, near you.
Sandra Bullock is
not happy.
Not happy in space.
Oh my gosh.
Join us, Sandra Bullock.
Like there's so many aspects of food science which it's just like, oh, it's not only about what does it taste good? It's about giving the enough nourishment to your body, because your body knows what's up.
Yeah, and what do they give people in space? What is it made of?
So basically, there have been large strides in actually supplying astronauts with like proper food, like actual
like chicken,
like pizza, tacos.
Fuck yeah, dude! Shout out to the niggas up in space, bro. Like, who the fuck is talking about them?
No one's talking about them. I'm pretty sure people are talking about them.
They'd be pushing the boundaries of the human race.
Yeah.
Gang shit. Gang shit, bro. That's awesome.
But yeah, so like, NASA has an entire what do you call it? Group of people trying to get food, like tasty food, to people in space.
Dude, food.
Yeah. Imagine having space pizza.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Is it square?
No, it's like I've seen pictures. It's like roundish. Roundish. And like so
they put it in a microwave. Do they warm it?
They don't have bread.
But do they warm it up?
Yeah. They do have stuff to warm it up.
Do they have like a little microwave?
No. So it's interesting. They get like these pouches that that if you break them, that it's like a chemical reaction that creates an exothermic reaction, so it releases heat.
Okay.
When it
How many cancers do you think you get from that?
Probably none.
Compared to like a fire.
Probably.
On the long term, I just wonder. I know. I want.
I don't. I don't. Do you not I think don't so? Know. I don't know. So? Okay. No. Because the thing is, it's in a like a silver. It's like a silver pouch, which they use. But I'm pretty sure they probably have a microwave now.
Yeah.
But before, they didn't have bread. I know a while ago they didn't have bread because like bread would leave little crumbs in the air, in the environment. So that's why they use tacos, because tacos don't leave crumbs, as much crumbs, which is cool. All I want to do is drink water in space. That's what I want to try.
Yeah.
Don't you want to try and drink water in space?
Do you want it to like let it float?
Float.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
So cool.
That'd be so cool.
Shout out to the fucking. Wow. What? Just like people in space right now. What are they? But can I just ask this? What are they doing?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
They perform experiments. They're performing experiments to better understand the human body in space.
Oh, really? They're up there living there?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, they also perform like other...
they are like professionals.
Yeah, so like there's botanists
there. They know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Like the.
No, they're, I'm just checking.
The botanists, they are engineers to keep the space.
Botanists.
Botanists.
Oh wow.
They're also keeping the, well, not keeping. They're engineers to keep the pace actually running.
Mm.
That's functional.
So, that's so cool. I'm so high that that's like just amazing. Just like hearing that.
Yeah. Right.
And like I didn't necessarily know it before, but like just being reminded, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. That's sick. It's cool. It's cool that there are people that are great as
pushing
well.
The boundaries.
Yeah, and they're fucking, they're doing shit.
I was reading on this, about this article, a company that won $500,000 dollars, and a and funding to continue the research into making Mars homes.
Oh really?
Which is pretty cool because the homes that they created were 3D printed.
Right.
And using the materials found on Mars.
Hmm.
So like all the like the sand and rocks and stuff that you find on Mars, they basically make a mixture that can be used to 3D print houses and build buildings, which is pretty cool. Would you, if you were given the opportunity, would you go to Mars?
No.
No.
Fuck that. No. I was like thinking about it. Yeah. I actually thought about it, and it's like, no. Nah.
No.
Like, I'll let, you know, let you go up there first. You check it out. Mm-hmm. You know, shit happens. Hey, you know.
It's gonna be so strange though.
Yeah.
In a couple of like maybe 100 years, when they are just gonna be people. Who are living on Mars, you know. And maybe not our generation, but the next generation.
Technically Martians.
Well, the people born there will be Martians.
Yeah. No, but then after 5 years, aren't you like a Martian then?
Oh, right. But you like, see, the thing is, like, as soon as people leave Earth, right, to live somewhere else, all of laws and things are pretty much out the window. Because there's no jurisdiction. There's no government.
Well. America.
Yeah.
It'll be American.
The thing is, if you perform a crime on Mars, right? And there's no one there to
Is there a policeman up in the satellite?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Space enforcers.
But you see, this is why
space enforcers.
I think there's a lot of training that needs to go on, and this psych evaluation
yeah,
that also take place in order to make sure
that
the correct people go
out. Yeah, because there's some people that are unhinged.
Yeah.
A little bit unhinged. Got a couple screws. Missing a couple screws, mate.
Couple screws.
Do British people say the P word? The P word. Punani. Do they say the P, the letter P? A couple. Oi, mate.
Let him speak.
Let him speak, though. Hey, listen, blood. You need to listen to Zeno, because...
He's got a point.
He's got a point, though.
He's got a point, though.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that is going to be weird. And then we're going to have, like, wars. Like, fucking...
Martian and...
Yay!
Yeah. In space.
Atomic bombs launched from space.
Dude, I'm...
That's
going to... It could be a reality.
What do you mean? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I ain't going to be here.
I'm truly fascinated by is... Are we ever going to leave our solar system? That would be interesting.
Yeah.
We have no knowing.
So, Nicky, you're on the next big thing. You're on, like, some 2500 shit.
Oh, I don't even think 2500. I doubt 2500 we're going to be... What are you on, dude?
Dun, 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 Halo. Oh god, I love that game.
I'm so happy that you can't do it properly, so we'll be copyrighted.
Nigga, that was perfect. That was perfect.
I wonder what year, or like if we will ever be able to leave the solar system.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. That'd be.
Yeah.
Because if you think of how long it took for a satellite to reach Pluto, it was a long time.
How long?
Years. It was like decades.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why haven't they done it yet? Hurry up.
Why haven't they like sent people? Yeah. Because
it could be a one-way trip.
That's it, one-way. Is a one-way trip. And also, we don't have a viable solution for
when we get
maintaining food.
Oh, okay.
Because like all the food that goes to that's sent to the space station is from Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's no food that's produced there.
Yeah.
So
like we'd have to like send other rockets after that one left.
Yeah.
To refuel.
And you wonder, because maybe that could be the key to beating the Martians, is just cutting off the food supply in the beginning. But then at a certain amount, they would need their own.
They would be growing
their own
eventually.
Then we can bomb the fuck out of those areas.
Woo! He's just happy that we're going to win.
We beat it. It's over, guys. Ball's done. There you go. Strategy. Whoa, some more strategy there.
Strategy.
Like, would there be battles between solar systems? Eventually?
What, like, between people or, like, different races?
Maybe. Yeah, obviously, that's going to be...
We first have to find them. We have to find the races.
And I have a feeling we're going to lose. Do you think? How do we know?
We don't.
Yeah, we don't know. Thing.
Because we don't know what the nature of the other races. Like,
but we know our nature. And our nature is... Not that great. It's not
great.
Not very great.
Imagine our entire. We are very selfish by nature.
And you'd like to think that the aliens are smarter and like realize it doesn't.
But they
need
could
to.
Have a hive complex.
Yeah.
You know.
Like us, don't we have a hive complex?
I don't really think we necessarily have a hive complex.
It just looks like a hive.
We definitely more cancerous.
Mm.
Like
we're toxic.
Have you read the I can't remember what paper it is, but it's a social paper on how the human psyche revolves around a disease. Well, like so we act like a disease, like a cancer, right?
Oh god! Okay.
Which is like
that's not great.
It's not great. And it's all about this is, and then taking it one step further. Like this wasn't in the paper at all, but taking it one step further and like looking at it as we are in a body, like we are inhabiting a body.
Huh.
And we are busy, like, slowly killing it.
And then we need to go to the next body.
We need to go to the next one.
Mm.
And then, like, it just continues.
Is it also not the way that we're doing things? Does that not... Is it just always naturally like that? Or does it depend on the...
Yeah, because, like, it's...
How big of a thing does technology play in that?
A large part.
Like, a large
because,
part.
Because, like, our cities and roads and things are basically how we are destroying everything or creating this cancerous structure.
And it's weird because it's not going to get better.
No, because
we don't need
that's
road.
The modern
need
age.
Like a
making a
we
city,
need a titanium.
Making a city and connecting our cities
rod.
To other cities is the modern age.
Right.
Right. So it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Shout out to the human race.
Look, guys,
hashtag
we
cancer.
Love you. We you, us.
Hashtag support cancer research.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Oh, shout out.
Sheesh. How did we do that?
Dude.
How did we do that?
Dude, that was like, shout out to the people getting fucking breast cancer, man. I mean, wait. Shit. Not like that, man. God damn it. You know what I meant? I mean, shout out. I'm sorry that you're struggling.
Go get tested.
Shout out to you. Go get tested. Would you get tested?
Yeah.
Because you got a little something there, but you know.
What? You know what I hate? You know what I hate? What people do? It's like
you have a little something, and you're like, where? And it's like, no, like you have a little something, and then like just they gesture to you.
You got a couple something.
Yeah, they gesture to you.
What are you talking about? It's on that teddy. I have tits.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I should probably get tested. Should dudes as well, or is that more of a?
I'm not sure how common breast cancer is.
I don't think it is, but like.
We are more prone to getting.
Ball cancer, prostate cancer.
Prostate.
Well, we don't have to talk about men now, but Yeah, shout out to the women.
Yeah, guys, just go.
Not to the women getting breast cancer necessarily, but shout out to your struggle. I don't know. Just stop talking.
Just stop talking.
This is probably the worst campaign for breast cancer awareness.
For fuck's sake.
We should just not.
Oh my god. I just can't speak about things that are like actually serious. Oh man. Yeah. That's strange how. And you think, like, aliens aren't going to be like that? Or are they going to also have that?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you...
I'm super nervous. I'm nervous and super excited at the same time.
Yeah.
For meeting another race.
I don't think we're going to...
Well, in our lifetime...
Species, right? Not race. Is it race?
What?
Because they don't prescribe to our current...
But it's human race and, like, it's an alien race.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And how similar are we going to be to them?
Probably not that similar. Do you think we'll be able to fuck? I'm just saying.
They probably don't have sex in the conventional sense. Get that alien
poosh. You know? All that that human dick or whatever.
They probably don't have sex in the conventional sense.
Mm. Do you think they just go...
They just like squat... Push out an egg and then carry the on. Guy the male will like come up and like just sit on it and the female like goes off.
Yeah, she does the work. She's independent. He does all the work. She's an independent woman.
Woo!
Independent alien.
Woo!
God, dude. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Do you know that? Oh my gosh! Just going off on the guy sitting on the egg, the male version of the alien sitting on an egg. Do you know that seahorses' fathers?
Oceans have different has a different set of rules there.
Yeah. So fuck. the seahorses. Oh my gosh, what is happening?
I don't know about fucking seahorses.
The males carry the babies, right? In a sack.
I think that's pretty common knowledge.
I don't know if it is. I think it's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
It's just different. You know? It's just different.
Okay.
And they swim really cool. They're like,
oh. Yeah. Would you eat them? I'd eat them.
They taste tasty. Sure.
Did you watch that thing about the dude? I don't think I'm gonna eat octopus
anymore.
They seem too intelligent for me to be eating them.
But you could say the same thing about like
what
pigs and horses.
In comparison to octopuses, I don't think
dogs.
We don't eat dogs, except if you're...
People eat dogs.
Depending on your people culture. People eat dogs, man. Depending on the culture.
Octopus tastes good.
It does, and I'm sure dogs... It's good as well. The thing is that... I'm not saying it doesn't, bro.
It's good.
Grilled or, like, fried?
What?
Fried like octopus?
Fried
fried and grilled is both really good.
I said that, nigga. I said grilled and fried.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah. But if you actually look into how smart they are, they're not in the same level as a dog. Or a cow or a sheep, for sure.
Yeah.
It just in terms of intelligence, even like dolphin, like they're like a cut above dolphin, but we also don't kill, I don't think we, well, we don't like to kill them as much.
I still eat them though.
Really?
It tastes good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I know it's not a lot of go on, especially like if we have vegan listeners.
Would you take a life of an animal?
Yeah.
I think so. I think I would too. If I was gonna eat it,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to just kill an animal for the sake of it.
Yeah, no, I'll say,
if I'm gonna use it, then absolutely.
Yeah. Like it makes sense. I'll shoot it with the lens.
And the thing is that I'm not gonna feel great. I know I'm not gonna feel great. I know that I'm not gonna feel good about it. But I know that's
my question to you now. Would you hunt?
Tastes like guilt.
Would you hunt?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So, but would like, I'm talking about like a gun.
I would sustain myself. I would, but then I wouldn't eat any.
No, not to sustain yourself, just for the fun of it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But not to eat any of it, or like,
Like literally just for a trophy.
No, fuck, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't have any problems with people doing that, but I don't think I would.
Okay. I do, like.
It's weird. It's strange.
It's strange that people have a necessity to do that, to hunt.
But it's also weird because it could be, if to them it could be like a love of that animal as well. It's like it's in their head. I'm not saying that it isn't weird. Okay, but yeah, like to them it could be not like haha I dominated this thing. It could be like,
but you didn't though. Like in my head,
the rule of life, yes, you did.
In my head, like if you want to
a bow and arrow.
No, in my head, if you really wanted to dominate it, then give it a fighting chance.
But that's not how life works, you know that.
True, but
even the antelope, that's not how it works.
Sorry.
In comparison to how they work, leopard or the antelope, it doesn't matter what happens. It's opportunistic.
Yeah.
That's it.
But.
That's how a game is played. Still a
bitch.
It's just because we're humans. Just because. Because you have a bias towards humans in that.
No. I have a bias towards.
Wait, I do too. I'm not saying that it's. But. We're a species.
Yeah.
We dominate other species.
Yeah.
Other species dominate other species.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cool.
You it's just will that, bitch, though. No, because there's so many...
If you had a knife. Just had a knife.
Yeah, if you have a knife, like, go ahead. Try and kill that giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But then why...
And also, there's so many aspects of it, because a lot of it, it's like, it's so easy.
What happens if we had 20 people with a knife? Do you think I could kill that giraffe?
Yeah, probably.
And that, would that be fine?
Because we just use numbers? Yeah, because you use numbers. Yeah. So I think that's fine.
Yeah, so how we beat that giant mammoth, we...
Use numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of it now is just it's just for show.
One dude.
But it's actually... It's not even one dude. It's like somebody else... Mm. Doing all the work to track the animal,
just sedating the animal.
Yeah,
that's what of the time. You know what they'll fucking do, dude? They'll fucking take a lion, right?
Mm.
And they'll take it to the middle of nowhere, the unfamiliar territory to that lion.
You see, like
hold up.
Okay, sorry.
And then they'll plant the lion in the middle of this territory. They could. I don't know if they sedate them, but the lion won't want to move because it doesn't know where the fuck it is. So it's like. Trying to work it out and wait and see things. I don't know what the fuck lions think, but
they're like cats.
They just chilling though.
Like if you just think about like how cats are, like they probably do the same thing.
I mean, a little bit more ferocious for sure.
No, I'm talking about just in nature, in terms of like
they're a bit more. If it was a cat, it'd be a feral cat. Yeah. How about that? Not a not.
Because if you took a feral cat and then like brought it home,
yeah,
like it would be like,
what is this? I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah. Like I'll try. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it'll just be very hostile and not want to. It'll occupy a small area and just wait. So, but anyways, they put it in the middle of nowhere. You pull up, you get a fucking Barakal sniper. There you go.
Done. It doesn't seem like it's more of the...
Oh, you're cool, dude.
It doesn't seem like it's about the hunt anymore.
Dude, you're a man, dude.
It's not about the... It's not really about the hunt. It's just about the pictures.
For the experience, like, ooh, I shot a lion.
Yeah, so...
It's just to say that in like, conversation. Yeah. I shot a lion once. What did you do? Oh, I used heat-seeking missiles. Okay.
I fired a laser down from space.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
fuck, dude.
Perfectly. What?
That's sooner gonna happen, right?
Oh, we don't have lasers that strong, dude.
Oh,
fuck. We have lasers. Not a
laser, but like bombing from a satellite.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Like different countries.
I think that's basically that's how nuclear missiles would work.
Because
they launch quite high into I think they launch further than the stratosphere, if I'm not mistaken. And then they launch really high, and then they are navigated without thrusters. And then they basically fall.
I hope that Elon Musk doesn't start making weapons. That'd be really bad.
He probably is. let's be realistic about this. Right. He's probably making missiles
Iron Man. And my nigga Jeff Bezos isn't.
What?
He isn't. Do you remember? No. I'm not trying to say that. Oh, just because Jeff Bezos, it makes it fine.
Yeah.
But didn't Bezos sign a deal with the Pentagon? I remember he did.
I don't know. Well, yeah. Okay. Whatever. Let's say that he did. Yeah.
Isn't that fucking, what's the word? Strange.
They probably just need a loan. They probably just didn't loan.
How much money do you think it was, dude?
Probably
just a couple. Just like 50 cents.
Times 10 billion.
$100,000.
Times a billion?
Yeah. Times a...
big old number. I don't... You think he's doing something for them or building something for them?
It makes me wonder. That's what I... that's all that happens. Not conspiratorially.
Get into the realm of being...
Can I pee quickly?
Oh, dude, I'm getting into it now.
But I know, but I need to pee for this.
To pee. Fine, I'm pausing. I'm not...
Bodily function! Why are you gay?
I recorded that.
Why are you good?
That's been recorded.
I'm back, baby. I'm fresh and pissed out.
So we're talking about Jeff Bezos signing a deal with the Octagon.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So why? I've spoken about this before, right? And Amazon controls a large amount of data. Because so many companies... not Facebook or Google, not the big companies, small companies that everyone interacts on a daily basis, right? Use Amazon services, right? What that means is that Amazon has so much data of everyone on everyone, right? And the Pentagon is we would like a little bit of that data. Give us that data, right? And Amazon's okay, cool, for a price. And
that's fucking crazy, man.
So it's they're probably just selling everyone's data to the Pentagon.
Shout out.
To who? To an FBI agent.
Dude, I don't know, man. Wait, is the FBI in league with... is it the same?
I don't know,
Are they called Federal Reserve?
Federal Bureau Investigation.
Female Body Inspector? What?
Inspector. What the fuck? Oh my gosh. That should be your...
No. Please no. I don't want. I don't. That's not interesting. That's not doesn't interest me.
What?
Inspecting female bodies. Come on,
that,
bro.
Isn't that a gynecologist?
Yeah. Apparently. Okay. No, I can't. No. I'm not gonna speak on this.
Okay. Fine.
Better.
This is say how it. It's no, but to you be. Gotta say it now.
No.
Why not?
I heard from a woman.
Yeah.
That. Male gynecologists are good because they look at it much more objectively.
Okay. So what, you're gonna go to male gynecologist?
Yeah. When I get a gynie. Nice one, dude.
I know, right?
Nice, dude. Give me a hand for that. Yeah, son. Yeah, so when I get my sex change, when I get checked up, I'll go to a male dude. A male dude. Yeah, I gotta specify now, man.
So either Amazon Jeffy Bezos is selling darts to the Pentagon, or possibly making them something like stuff to tap into people's phones, or probably doing that already.
It's fucking crazy. I don't know. Just like.
You know that picture of Leonardo DiCaprio with the glass in his hand? He's like,
yeah.
That's basically Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, right there. As he's like
in the Pentagon, they're just like
looking up all my porn searches. Yeah. God damn it, son of a bitch.
His kink is getting off other people's porn.
Yeah. Oh my god. He's like, this is what you want. And then when he comes, you think it comes out money? Like, do you think that there's someone who, like, there's a machine that he just has that fills, like, he comes into, and then there's, like, $20
or... Oh, my gosh, that's so
And, like,
funny.
Based on what he eats, the more quality of cum that he gets, do you think?
He just
many ropes he puts
it's
in.
It's just Bitcoin. It actually just comes out as Bitcoin.
his bank account just fills out his phone. Bing. Oh my god. Dude.
What? We were talking about food science and now we're here.
What has
happened?
But, yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. I do think it's weird, though, that you can put a cap on how much someone earns. Because getting away from Jeff Bezos more, but, like, people who have a lot of money, people view you differently, right?
People who have a lot of...
If you're a millionaire, people are like, you know, mad and... Like, there's like a certain resentment. I don't know whether it's just or unjust, I'm not sure. Yeah. But it is strange how we... After like a cap, it's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's
there's this 28-year-old, I think. 28-year-old.
Mm.
The last couple of years, he's recently become a millionaire. He became a millionaire... During COVID, and he just bought himself a $50 million penthouse.
Shout out, dude!
Like, what?
Yeah. Do you not like that?
No. Okay. Like the opposite. I'm just like, sheesh.
Yeah.
I think the frustrating thing, or the thing that people view as like
when it's in spite of someone.
Like I
you've done
at that,
some weird shit.
Yeah. I look at that and I'm like, flip. Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
You're 28 and you're living that lifestyle. Like
that's awesome, man.
It's
shout out, dude.
Like obviously he had goals and reached that.
You just gotta
and sometimes I look at that and I'm like, am I limited? Am I limited or is it
It's so many things. You
it's
know?
Like, I also
think there's chance and luck. I think that I no, they, like, they, that they, is oh, also. The, and I'm not saying that like you know you shouldn't
you can't
work
you
and
can't
stuff.
Skill yourself up to
like you've got to work
to do this, yeah. the things that make those goals achievable. But sometimes it is just like you're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
But
the thing is that's like the whole thing is just you need to go out there and you need to take the opportunities, man. As fleeting as they are, if you don't get many opportunities, when you have them, take them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're obviously, there are going to be people that have more opportunities, right?
Yeah.
I think
that's what discourages people. Yeah. I feel like it discourages me as well.
Yeah.
Like, you see all of these things of these things that other people do, and you just like,
you get like envious, kind of.
Not envious. You just I get depressed. I get sad. I'm like,
yeah, that's not. Yeah,
it's like if they and the thing is like they've done it already.
Yeah.
Why would I be able to do that if they've already done it?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's not good. And it's not good like, to think like thing, that.
It's not a great mentality to have because something that I always try to remind myself is that there's not a lack of money in the world.
It's just that people who have all that money aren't spending it, so it's not driving the economy.
Mm.
You know, it's so weird because this.
I don't know a lot about it. Mm. It's just that. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Because
what it feels like.
Yeah, because if let's say you have $10 million, right?
Mm.
How are you making sure that the economy is still moving?
Mm.
Like, you're not gonna go out and spend $10 million, right?
Yeah.
You're going to like invest it here, invest it there, like put some in a bank or whatever.
Yeah, lose a bit, someone else gets it and they make it back.
Yeah,
and
keep so it. It's just
a constant game back and forth.
But the thing is, like, you are always going to get more money.
It's a game at a certain point as well.
When you have money, it's so easy to get money.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get more money.
Right.
It's just, so I think what's discouraging is that when people, the social norm now, is to make sure that you have a job, you work your job, you get married, you have kids, and all of those things stop you from taking risks, right? And a big part, I think, when you have kids,
but I don't think when you get there,
I think it depends on like the at what stage of your life you're at. Like, if you follow the... What I feel personally is that when you follow the social norms, your risk, your ability to take more risks, slowly... It slowly goes away.
As you get older?
As you get older.
Yeah, no shit.
Right? But what I think that people who have become wealthy have done, or they've realized, is that... They've taken those risks, right? And they failed.
Right. They failed a whole lot.
They failed a whole lot before they got before they got where they are.
Right.
There's the CEO of Patreon, right? Patreon!
Patreon!
He did this talk about how much he failed before any of his ideas actually became fruition. Currently, I think he's part of a band, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
And it's actually a pretty cool band. I really enjoy the music because they do covers
of songs, but in a different style genre.
Right.
Style genre. That's different cool. genre.
But anyway, I'm not gonna listen to it, but that's cool.
He's failed a lot, where is now he?
How old is he?
I think he's in his 30s.
Cool. I'm happy with that. Okay.
Right. Like,
okay. When like I hear like 24 and like a million, I'm like, oh my god.
I'm like, how?
Like, come on, man. Like,
how did you do that?
But it's also
tell me your secret.
There's so many things, man. It's like, anyways.
Yeah. Because I think when I hear that, I'm like, did they do stocks? Did they do stock trading?
Mm. Yeah, you always wonder. Like, is that the key?
Is that the key?
Yeah.
But like, stocks are so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
Is it like a game though?
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
It's just gambling.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's gambling with where the stakes are super high.
Right.
But again, in order to do well in that, you need some sort of
a long game as well.
Yeah, you also need money. You need cash flow in order to do that. And people will say like, no, you don't need that much. But to actually make money, to live off that, you're gonna need a little bit of cash.
Yeah. And then if you don't put enough in, you'll probably just end up losing.
You're losing all of it.
Yeah.
And if you lose all of it, then you're like back at square one. Yeah. Then you're gonna have to.
However, it only works with a lot of money. Yeah.
There's so many, like, again, yeah. like the only way to get rich is if
you have
to get rich. I think I'm just going to say instead of richer, to get rich, you're going to have some sort of income.
Mm.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of things nowadays, like you need money in order to get stuff.
Mm.
And in order to get more money, you're going to need money.
The world works in the worst way, yeah. and the weirdest way.
Because, like, opportunity really is not, it's not equal. Like, opportunities aren't equal.
So it's just like...
The thing is, the problem is that nothing is equal.
Nothing is equal, yeah.
There's no... It's unfortunate.
It is.
No, but it's also... That's the game.
It is the game.
You gotta play.
It is the game.
Because, yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird how there's this... It is this kind of constant predator and prey kind of thing.
Yeah.
At its essence, there is that.
Yeah.
Cat and mouse. Chase it.
Mm.
Go.
It's how it works. And
that's, a lot, is a lot that, part is, do of you it. Think that that's our biology? It's like that animalistic.
I think it's human nature, not necessarily
So yes.
Sorry, my answer is yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because we strive, because I think a large part of it is that we strive to be the best environment. The
only difference is we've got tools. That's it. Otherwise, we kind of still be fucked.
No, because we are striving to be the best in the environment given to us.
That's all species. If bears would
exactly.
You know, there are places where bears nothing kill. Okay, what kills a bear?
Only a bigger bear.
Oh, exactly. So nature makes them cannibalistic,
mm-hmm.
because nothing else beats it. Yeah,
that's the weirdest flipping thing.
Yeah, it just they just tear apart their own young.
Their cubs, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out
to the bears.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The bears are fucking. Have you seen like when a bear is? Have you seen
when a bear loves a woman?
When like there's this at the zoo. There's this glass,
mm-hmm.
and there's a kid just like. Innocently, and there's like a line, like, and it's like, so cute, and it's like that thing is wanting to tear it, your child apart,
yeah,
and you're like, whoa, like, and it's like all that's just the glass, just the fact that you were able to make the glass,
yeah,
that's it, you know, and what do you think is like the most top tier animal?
The most top tier animal?
Yeah, like in terms of efficiency, like bite.
Okay.
Like it just not necessarily like the king of their environment, in their specific environment. In
their environment.
Obviously, like crocodiles probably quite up there.
The king because, of their environment.
Yeah. No. In terms of everything, just like all specs. You know what I mean?
Oh. Okay.
Bite,
okay.
Like okay. Night vision, like abilities, effectiveness. Okay. You know,
jeez, that's a loaded question.
Mm. Lion's like an A for me.
Lion's an A,
yeah. Not S.
You see, the thing is but are you talking about like an individual animal?
Yeah,
in terms by itself. Of, yeah. By itself.
By itself.
Because I don't think a lion would be good by itself.
Right.
Like, it's a pack. It's a
pride.
God
damn it!
Sorry. But yeah, so I think all animals that work in some sort of group already fails that category.
Okay. That's actually good. So then the answer is jaguar.
Does it have to be a mammal? Because like I was thinking like maybe it's a bird.
Okay.
Because like birds can see at night. Like you get the owl, they can see at night, which is pretty cool. A jaguar can do the same.
Okay, but owls have predators though.
Not all owls have predators.
That depends on the area, but it depends general, on the owl. It depends, like a panther, I don't think has a predator.
Okay. I would argue that tigers are better than. Tigers are stronger and bigger.
Mm, okay, I think I don't think that tigers aren't S tier, but I think that a panther just in terms of like its bite,
mm-hmm.
like and the size that it is, and like the way that you absolutely cannot sneak up on a panther.
But I think that argument can be made for tigers as well.
I didn't say that tigers weren't.
Oh, but I'm saying no. Okay,
I'm saying the tiers. I'm not saying that one has to be at the best. Okay, I'm saying in terms of ranking them.
Okay. So you're saying that
hyenas are probably a bit low.
So, because hyenas are pretty low. They are like in the realm. They also pack.
I remember seeing a hyena run in Kruger, and I was like, that nigga's fast. I was like, I could probably outrun a hyena. And I was like, I saw it. I was like, oh, wow. It's different. It's a different role.
They're huge, hey? They're not small.
They're not small things.
Like people make these.
I would say that they're terrible. Like, I would rather death by lion than hyena. I feel like a hyena is just going to crack my bones and just start. You know what, dude? Hold on. Just back on bears, dude. You know, bears don't kill you. They just start eating you. You know that, right? They're an omnivore. Cool. So it's like for you, it's like, you know about fish?
Yeah.
Do you think that they rip that thing apart?
Yeah.
You to a bear means it's like a bear to a fish. There's no difference. Do you know what I mean? It's the same. For them, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a carrot for us. You know? They just like put a paw down.
Oh my gosh. So like heels, like they're like stop
and you're just your screaming, feet. Your guts are just being eaten.
Oh my god. Probably the worst way to go.
Oh my god.
Do you think that's probably the worst way to go?
Wait, we're not done with the animal.
Sharks, I think for their environment are pretty
sharks do better.
This is like a real dudes podcast right now. We're talking about animals. What animal do you think could beat? Like, it's so...
Beat the other one.
Yo, bro, if they wanted to fight, bro, they would have cage back, bro, and there was, like, standard UFC rules, bro. Like, which one?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I think that, if it was...
They need to be the king of their environment. It's not because obviously they're different environments.
And you see, but then killer whales in that case, like orcas for.
Never mind. Completely.
But you see, the thing is, like orcas again travel in
packs,
in groups.
A lone orca is
not that as strong.
Did you ever see the one video of this lion being fucked with a whole bunch of hyenas?
No.
And like the lion's like. Like about a like on the out, like he's not gonna win that.
Yeah.
And then a second lion shows up.
Yeah.
And the hyenas are like, "Peace, dude, I'm out." They were like, "Okay." Oh man, that's crazy how that works. As soon as there's like two lions, it's a different same with orcas.
Yeah.
If there's two male orcas. Yeah.
Like you think about it, like I could take on a shark.
A mother bear.
I could take on a shark.
Mother bear. I'm out, dude. It's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Well, like even like I would imagine like a killer whale with a cub or something. Fuck that, dude. So also what's interesting about I've talked about this, but this always fascinates me on like a stoner level, is that why don't killer whales fuck with humans? Like they could. They really could, but there's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
compared to shark, like why wouldn't
mammals? Why aren't killer whales like doing the thing? That...
And I
wonder.
That's always my thing. Same with dolphins. Why didn't they fuck with us more? They should.
Oh, flip! There's actually like a story.
They kind of do fuck us. You know what I mean?
No.
No, they rape us sometimes. Dolphins be raping, dude.
Okay.
It's same with cats. Hey, you know.
I wonder why orcas don't though.
That's always fascinated me, man. May I stipulate something. Maybe this may be a high thought. Most of it is, but I always thought that, I mean, orcas are pretty intelligent. They're very intelligent. They're pack and they communicate with each other and they have, they're like, I would say like argue sea people, like closest thing to like sea person. We need in their sense of community.
Yeah.
And like independence and codependence. Anyways.
Get your point.
They know not to fuck with us. They go, just don't.
Yeah, it's strange.
Because they know it's not worth it.
Because we let Willy free. Mm. That's why.
I never watched that movie.
You never watched it?
No.
It was free good. Willy. It was good for its time.
Mm.
Now it's like, yeah. Mm. I don't think they shouldn't have made that. They shouldn't have made like a third one.
It is strange, right?
It is really strange. No, 100%.
Yeah, like
maybe they don't like human pee. At the beach, like how? Like, do you honestly think no one pees at the beach, like in the
water?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Everyone pees.
So they probably like stay away from it. That's why.
Listen.
Yeah.
Do you think people who don't pee in the shower, because there are people who do that?
Yeah.
What do you think their deal is?
What do you mean?
Do you pee in the shower?
No.
What?
No. There's literally a toilet right there.
But no, but if you're in the shower and you need to pee, you'll pee a bit, right? If you have, okay. That's what I mean. Obviously, like,
I would choose to go to the, like oh, I need to pee. I'm going to take a shower.
No, for sure. No, man. But if I need a shower and I happen to need to pee and I didn't pee before, I'm peeing in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
Same with, like, if you're at a pool at a friend's house and he doesn't have that weird thing that, like, makes it blue. You know what I mean when you pee?
Oh.
The cleaning thing.
Okay.
I swear to God, I thought that was a myth, and then it happened. And I was like, okay, well. I was like, you're not going to get me with that bullshit. I'm going to pee in this pool. Oh, it is peeing! Oh, okay, fine.
Were you caught?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. Oh,
man. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, it's also strange how we have, like, SeaWorld, and we'll just keep an orca in, like, a pool.
Mm.
What?
Why?
What?
What are you thinking?
If you knew anything about an orca, you would not be keeping that.
I don't know why people are so...
It's sad, man.
Like, why have SeaWorld? Like, just have an aquarium. It's fascinating.
They've been lobbying for... It's, and the thing is, you can't get a...
You can't get a?
You can't see an orca whale like that. You know,
and appreciate
it. You can't appreciate it. I mean, maybe you'll learn more about it, but like, man, that makes me so sad.
Let it go.
Because it makes me fucking sad, man.
The big thing about aquariums, right, is that they rotate their.
Yeah, they rehabilitate as well, right?
Yeah, they rehabilitate and let go, and then they get new.
And they do studies and research on it, right?
Yeah. And they get new samples. Yeah. Samples.
I don't know if they fish. Do that with SeaWorld, but either way, the thing that the bottom line is like, okay, maybe fish and like rehabbing. What you can't do that to a fucking orca whale though.
Yeah.
That's not the same fucking thing.
Mm. Aren't they usually like brought in as like babies?
Yeah.
So like it's completely different. Like usually the rehabilitated animals come in as like.
And I'll say that's when. That is when orca whales fuck with humans. Is when they're pissed off.
Yeah.
And people are like, "What? Oh, this? We need to kill him." It's like, okay.
Like it's like just what was that ape's name?
Hmm?
That ape's name that got shot because.
Wasn't it a lion?
No, the ape.
It was, gorilla. It was also a lion.
The gorilla with the kid
Harambe.
That fell in
Harambe.
Did he kill the kid? You know, he hurt the kid, but like the kid fell in. Whose fault was that?
Can I just say?
Yeah.
That it ain't the monkey's fault. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just saying it's not the monkey's fault.
I agree with you.
It's also it's strange. I don't know. This is like horrible to bring up, but just again, I'm obsessed with bears and shit. Do you see that recording of that dude who was like he lived with bears?
Mm-mm.
And the whole story was that there was this new bear that came in. He'd lived with bears, this herd kind of like this gathering. Well, these bunch of bears. A group of bears. What's the?
I don't know what the collective noun is, but continue.
Fur.
Okay.
Mm, a fur of bears.
Okay. A forest.
And there was a new bear that came up.
Yeah.
And he said, in like the recordings, he said like there's a different look to this bear. There's like something different about it.
Like a different bear, like a completely different species. Bear,
but he looked at the human. Mm-hmm. Differently than other bears.
Oh.
And, you know, one thing led to another. Just a recording of him being ripped apart in his tent.
Him?
Yeah.
he's not with us anymore.
No, he's not with us now. There was a recording that was released. I did hear a bit of it, but it's horrible.
Okay.
And also, it's not on the internet as well anymore.
That's hectic. It's horrible. Oh, dude, it's definitely on the internet. Yeah. If it's on the internet, it stays on the internet.
Yeah.
If you take it down, it's still there.
Mm.
Like, there's no way that...
Have you ever seen death on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. The shootings.
Oh, yeah.
The shootings in Australia.
You know what? It was crazy.
It looked
fake.
It looked fake.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
I think there's perhaps
end it here. Miserable
man. We'll talk about that maybe in another episode.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you everyone for listening. We had a great start. Great start to the episode, and it just went lopsided.
Shout out to the animals, man.
Go follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram, and we will.
See you all in the next one. Goodbye.